The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Football on off the ball.
The sense is, and this is such an odd thing to say of a team who are 5 points clear at the top of the league, but the sense is that their heads have gone.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Crappy Quiz on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Centra. Kick off with a cold one. Over 18s only. Drink responsibly. Get the facts. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Chris Bond.
Oh, you're kidding me.
San Antonio Spurs.
Damn it.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know. Is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. We're not going to do it seriously.
Boom. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on a multitude of platforms. It's a scintillating, stupefying, splendido, crappy quiz. Every week, we pick three OTB cranks off the scrap heap of trivia to pit them against each other in a quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. Today, the Crappy Quiz and Off the Ball is in partnership with Centra. Make sure your fridge is match ready to kick off with a cold one. Over 18s only, drink responsibly, get the facts. Visit drinkaware.ie. And now, let me introduce you to today's purveyors of sporting idiotry. First up, a man receiving serious reprieve this week. As we all know, the Crappy Quiz is a game of momentum, and this poor fellow has none whatsoever. And so, with bias and favouritism always afoot, you'll notice our regular quizmaster has suspiciously recused himself today. Lo and behold, the only suitable replacement to host was the reigning two-time champ whose quizzing has all the momentum of a runaway freight train. That's me. That's me that Mick is writing about there. I'm the two-time champion, and my momentum has been shockingly just casually tossed aside. What a coincidence. Anyway, the CQCCC will be looking into the bank transactions of the good, bad doctor, Arthur, a PhD, to see what happened there. Anyway, his opponents will hope his bribes are in vain. They'll do so by combining the forces of North and South Monaghan in a way even Gabriel Badigan will be proud of. Some said they can't get along. They said the same about America and Russia, and look at the Germans now. Same compromise and pooled resources will be needed to defeat the evil axis of Sligo and Limerick. Oh, yeah, sorry, you're a split personality. Mm. Wow, this is a long intro that I don't really fully understand, Mick. But anyway, thanks. Of course, the Crappy Quiz is ultimately every man for himself. So who will make the ultimate sacrifice on the Eastern Front while the other comes up with a few planes and takes all the glory? So it's World War II, Monaghan football, the internecine wranglings of the GAA committees, and something else.
It's intricate. I'll give
how was Mick drunk last night? Did he go out for Kathleen's drinks?
No, he didn't.
No. Oh, it's just a fever dream. Right. Please welcome David the Fountain Wilson and Shane the Monaghan Machete Hannon.
Thank you very much.
How are we? I think when we leave Monaghan, we stick together.
We're the same, but when we're in Monaghan, North and South are different.
Yeah.
It's probably the North and South Kildare. There is a definite divide.
Well, the North Kildare people are actually Dublin.
Yes, exactly. Selbridge, Maynooth.
The Dublin bus goes there, for God's sake.
Yeah. Or South Kildare's Wattathai, and
That's it.
Yeah.
We take Rathang and Nerney.
Mm. But it's the same for North and South Monaghan, the accents. I don't know if you probably don't notice a difference in myself and David's accents, but there are.
No, there's a bit of a... Once you go past, like, Castleblaney, there's a bit of...
Where is North and South? What's the dividing point?
Is Castleblaney...
Drumrill, Blackshanko?
That's all South Monaghan. That's Inniskeen. That's close to David's Dunamoyne territory, maybe Inniskeen and all that.
I'd say Clontibret's the halfway point between...
Clontibret, possibly, yeah. So I'd be more Tommy Bow, Emmyvale, Monaghan. But Turbot's Cavan.
There's
definitely a divide there. But, slight differences.
Have you ever been in Monaghan, Arthur?
No, not to my knowledge. No, not to my knowledge.
Cullen hasn't either. He's never had
a
really?
Yeah, just wouldn't have been much call for it.
Not on your radar.
Yeah. Why would I be going there? Like,
I don't know.
Not in a slagging way. Just in general.
Clonus,
what would be drawing me there?
And it's Clonus.
Sligo never in our division, you see.
Why would I be going to
in recent years?
Just to watch good quality football.
Yeah.
Ulster final day is a great day out in Clonus. So it's in on the ice during the week. It's a brilliant day.
Yeah.
And where's Clones from you?
What's about 40 minutes, I'd say. So
sorry, where, which part of the county is
it? It'd be
gone?
West. It'd be right in the border with Fermanagh and Cavan, basically. Yeah. Right in the corner there.
All right. Up near Black Line.
Me. Yeah. Not, what would it be?
No,
Black Line's like, a bit further over in Cavan.
Yeah, it's actually very close to like, is it Drum? Like,
yeah.
Where
is it a big L county?
Monaghan?
Yeah.
Not that big.
No.
No, it's...
You can drive top to bottom in about 45 minutes, I'd say.
29 of the 32 counties for size, I'd say.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, definitely the bottom tier.
Is Sligo massive?
It's not massive, no, but it, like compared to like,
is it,
Mayo. Like,
is
it's
sneaky
not,
big though?
It's bigger. I think it's a good bit bigger than Dublin. Like, not a good bit, but it's big enough. It would take you, it'd take a lot longer than 45 minutes to go top to bottom.
I know, maybe about an hour, maybe.
Not including the traffic now.
Yeah, down in Carrick.
We've got a lot of traffic in Carrick, yeah.
Please send any questions you have for us to crappyquiz@offtheball.com. If you don't think it's time to let the old ways die, get in touch. Keep on Post Alive.
I will tell you what, Mayo is massive.
It is, yeah.
Just
yeah.
for things like that. You ever try and go to the Cage of Fields or somewhere?
Yeah, it's, but they're worth the trip.
God. Yeah, it's class, but good. Well, you get Lord, it's a big county.
Yeah. It's like my dad was talking about one time he was driving from Dublin to Connemara. You get to like Galway City, Beyond. Yeah.
You're halfway
like,
there.
Halfway there. Yeah. Yeah. If you're going the furthest point out, it's crazy.
Send us your questions via postcard to Quizmaster Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. And it's with that email address that we will start today. Ooh. Someone sent us in. We have to read the rest of this. I'm going to set you, give you a set of questions with list answers. This is the call your shot round.
Oh, yeah.
This is not going to be any good because I'm not in it. What? what's going on here?
Yeah. As in you go for the toughest one.
I've defined this.
You've got to, what?
I've defined this.
What do you mean?
Last week.
72.
You defined it.
70, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I won't be top.
One answer.
I've noted as well, Jerry, that you're not a man who believes in momentum, and yet you feel like your momentum has been shunted by you know, being given the quiz mastery.
I've been trying desperately to retire that.
Okay.
For like about the last 3 years, and you
just keep bringing it back up.
Keep bringing it up. He did it as well this week. I'm like,
yeah, but I always think you're the only person I know who'd ever said that.
All right. Well, and I haven't actually mentioned it myself in about 5 years. You two and Tommy Walsh, the only ones who keep bringing it up, going, yeah, here's your shy talk again now, is it? Oh, I see you. I see your shy talk. Come on.
Fair.
Thanks, lads. And then I had to explain it again. Will I give the really boring explanation?
You can.
No, I'm not going to. I'm going to give you a set of questions with list answers. You can each bid on how many you can name. The person with the highest bid will see how many they can answer. I think, does everybody understand the rules at this stage?
Yeah.
Have you done enough?
Yeah.
You've listened enough? If you reach the number, you win the point. If you don't, or get one wrong at any time, the remaining two players will be asked to predict the amount they can name from the remaining answers. I'm so out of practice for doing this, I didn't even bring in a pen and paper to keep names. Do we have Emma? Emma's keeping score, okay. Right. We will allow counter bids when it's your turn. If somebody bids the full amount on their turn, they will get their chance.
Arthur had an absolute banger last week. Was it 70? The 72?
72, yeah. I mean, it's pretty straightforward, but anyway, okay. Question one comes to us via crappyquiz@offthewall.com. It's from Brian Harrington, who sent us in this doozy. First bit goes to David, then Shane, then Arthur. There are only 10 players to win the Premier League with two different teams. How many of these players can you name? Good question. We like this because it's short, but it's very tricky.
10.
10. 10 and out, buddy.
I'll go 6.
Jesus,
fair play.
You'll go on your own.
Over under?
I'm going under that. No, I'm not going for 6.
All right.
I don't have 6 to hand. I don't. I can't. I'm sure you could kind of. I don't know. I won't, for the sake of the quiz. I will let that go.
Die. Lanaraig.
I really thought someone was going to go in with a big one.
Yeah,
there.
No.
Okay, N'Golo Kante.
N'Golo Kante, Leicester and Chelsea. I don't know why these are in any specific order, but he is the last on my list. They're not in anything order. So,
James Milner,
correct, Manchester City and Liverpool. Write that about Milner playing like 4 seasons fewer than Gareth Barry in terms of the minutes played.
Yeah,
it's a real cod, isn't it?
Barry is far more impressive in some ways.
Barry is unbelievably impressive. Milner played at a slightly higher level at various stages.
Yeah,
But Barry was excellent, and really, I think he could still be playing if he'd moved back to centre back. He would have been an unbelievable centre back.
Yeah. Anyway,
Riyad Mahrez.
Riyad Mahrez. Good answer. City and Leicester.
Lads. Halfway there, David.
Yeah.
No. Let me just think now.
I have one.
I think I might have two. But one definite.
Did you have any of those?
I don't have time for those.
When he said Kanté, I thought Mahrez.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have thought of Milner all day. No. I feel like it's still going to be a lot of those sneaky ones that like got a medal playing for Chelsea, but weren't really there.
Yeah. That Chelsea 2014 team. Oh, no.
Jesus.
Wow, we're crashing and burning halfway there. Halfway to Monaghan.
Yeah.
What's that, Mullingar?
No, you'd be going complete wrong direction if you're going to Mullingar.
RD, I'd say RD.
Would you be going the wrong direction if you're going to Mullingar? Too far west.
Going up the M1.
You can't go with Mullingar and then straight up, no?
No, M1, you'd be going up Balbriggan and Swords.
If you like to leave.
Drogheda.
Then Shockland.
Yeah, RD, all the other Shockland would be far off.
RD. RD. RD accent.
Cesc Fabregas?
No.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Cesc, not on my list.
How does this work now?
You get to bid. How many remaining? Arthur gets to counter bid. You get to counter bid that. And so on and so forth until we get to...
So bid a number beyond what he's already named.
Yeah,
so
now you can take the cards way out here and bid zero and...
let him go.
Yeah.
But then he'd only need one.
And if he bids zero, then I don't know what we...
That's back to me.
I think it's no points. I think
then we're in a detente.
Well, I have one definite and one
and
maybe. Yeah. So maybe I'll just bid two. I'll try the maybe.
Well, not to coach you here.
Yeah, okay, coach me, go on.
Bid one, and then he has to bid two to go ahead of you. Or he...
And then we carry again.
And then you just bid one, and you give your one, and you don't need to guess the second one. Okay. So just bid one and let him...
I'll bid one, okay.
Put the ball in his court.
I go Eric Cantona.
Oh, yeah, but he has to bid.
You didn't give me a chance to bid.
He has to bid. He has to be allowed to counter bid.
So that surely has to be my point now. He got it wrong anyway, so it's like, it's my point.
Well, he got it wrong. He got it wrong. Eric Cantona did not win a league title.
He won the
first division. Premier League. He won the first division. So first division.
Sneaky. Well, I'm glad I got it wrong because otherwise I would have been fuming.
What was your sneaky one that you guessed?
Danny Drinkwater.
No. Danny Drinkwater. No.
I had Henning Berg.
Henning Berg, I would have taken Blackburn and Man United. Best left back in the world.
Ashley Cole,
Arsenal and Chelsea. His compatriot at Arsenal, his colleague at Arsenal, not compatriot, Gael Clichy, Arsenal and Man City, on the bench at Man City 1,000 times. Robert Huth.
We were literally chatting about this in Neary's last night. Oh my God.
Chelsea and Leicester City.
We were chatting about Stoke and Leicester players who play for both clubs. Robert Huth, obviously.
Yeah.
Carlo Tevez.
Oh.
Man United and Man City.
Jesus.
Welcome to Manchester, Carlos. Nicolas Anelka. On the bench at Chelsea, was he? Or did he have a significant?
He scored a bang in a couple of goals at Chelsea.
Kolo Touré. Still floating around football, Kolo Touré.
Yeah.
It's mad, isn't it?
One of Pep's assistants,
I wonder what he does. Is he a vibes man? Is he Bez? Or is he actually like tactically breaking down the opposition and going, that guy over there, he's got to tell when he does this. Okay, question to you, Shane, first. Then Arthur, then David. So just give us your bid, not the answers.
Yes. Great question, by the way.
I'm obviously a brilliant coach. Like literally coach me.
Don't want to coach you, but
off the edge.
Okay. Since the current iteration of the award was introduced in 1995, there have been 27 winners of the GAA Footballer of the Year Award. How many are you confident you can name without making a mistake? So the official GAA, then the GPA, and back to now the GAA GPA. Footballer of the Year since 1995.
How many can I name? This is a tough one to name the number because it's hard.
We're looking for 27 separate winners. Some of them have won on multiple occasions. We will only take their name once.
I don't know whether to just do an Arthur and give a high number. I'll go 18.
Yeah, no, I'm not going above 18.
Fire away, Shane.
Lads. Again, like you, David, I was not expecting my bluff to be called. Okay, so I have to name 18. That's great. Let's go Trevor Giles.
Okay, 1996 and 1999. Trevor Giles.
James O'Donoghue.
James O'Donoghue. Let me scroll down and find James O'Donoghue. Where? James O'Donoghue, 2014.
Colin Cooper.
Is this not famously something that Cooper didn't win?
Oh, lads.
I think it's famously something Cooper didn't win. Good luck.
Oh, that's a sick no. That's a sickener because I literally just wrote down his name as well.
you out, sucker.
Yeah.
So what's the crack now?
You two are up against each other.
We just bid whatever we want.
Yeah.
All right.
It's 27 and he's given us two.
Yeah.
Good man, Shane.
You're welcome, lads, by the way.
His friend is supposed to take an hour and a half, by the way, and we're like 3 minutes in and we're two-thirds of the way through.
I'll bid three.
How did Gooch never win Football of the Year, by the way? Like,
there's a Dublin media conspiracy.
It is, yeah. Yeah. M50 conspiracy.
No, Kerry may never win.
I'll go four.
Ah, lads, these are very famous, the most famous footballers you've ever heard of in your entire life, and there's 24 of them left between 1995 and now.
There's a lot.
And you're going three and four. Come on. Yeah, I've told you this round would be crap without me. Five. You should be doing 20.
Five. Go on five then.
Okay.
That's an easy point, I think, for Arthur.
We'll go David Clifford.
David Clifford is correct. David Clifford, 22, 23, 25.
Fenton.
Fenton, 18 and 20.
Andy Moore.
Andy Moore in 2017.
Should have been. Lee Keegan.
I know, fair play, Andy. It was unbelievable that year. Andy Moore and Lee Keegan, 2017, 2016.
I'm almost certain Paul Galvin.
And Paul Galvin. Yeah. 2009, galvanised.
It's been a nice round.
That was so easy.
Yeah.
Come on, you do know 10 others, don't you?
You could have a guess at them, like, but I
1995. Who was the Footballer of the Year?
I don't know that, actually. I wouldn't...
Leith, man.
Whoever...
No, it was the Dubs. Not Jao, no?
Jao?
It wasn't. The best footballer in the country that year, who
Canavan.
Flicks the ball off the ground while the ball is rolling and gets blown for a free, which would have given Tyrone the equaliser. Peter Canavan, unmarkable that year. 1997, who won it?
Morris Fitz.
98.
Was it Donlan?
No, Jaff Allen won.
Fallon, yeah.
99, we've done 2000...
Darrow Shea.
Seamus Moynihan. 2001, Declan Meehan. 2002, Armagh won it.
McGeezer.
And O'Donnell the next year, wasn't it?
2003, yeah. Stephen McDonnell, even though Throne. Everybody hates all the Throne people.
Yeah.
Throne. 2004.
Is it Darrow Caneja?
Tomás.
Mm.
2005, finally Throne.
Peter again, no?
No.
Brian
Stephen O'Neill.
Mm. Stevie O'Neill.
06.
Should have been Gooch.
Underdogs.
Donny.
Yeah.
100% Donny. Mark O'Shea, 07, 08. You Monaghan boys know this fellow well.
Sean Kavanagh.
Yeah.
We did Galvin. Bernard Brogan, 2010, 2011.
Cluxton?
No.
Alan.
Alan Brogan.
Back to back brothers. 2012.
Murphy.
No.
Oh, it was Lacey.
It was Lacey.
Yeah.
2013. A lot of controversy about this one at the time, erroneously, but anyway.
It was 13.
I'm not a footballer at all.
MDMA.
Unbelievably important to that team.
Yep.
2015, fastest man in Ireland.
Jack McCaffrey.
Yeah.
We've done everybody else up to 2019 when you get your Ryan Giggs Emeritus Award.
2019.
That wasn't Cluxton, was it?
It was, yeah. Yeah. 2021, Rome in the All Ireland. COVID.
Kieran McGeary,
correct. Yeah. And then 2024. Good man for now, two pointer before the two pointers existed.
Paul Conroy
got it, yeah.
Now, question three. In 62 years on the air, only 18 people have hosted Match of the Day. It's a very British centric question.
Very
British,
yeah.
What is this?
What about the Sunday game or something?
Oh, Union Mick McCarthy. Many of them were relief presenters who didn't get a full time role, and some may have only done the gig a small number of times. How many are you confident you can name? Arthur, then David, then Shane.
So, this is, you might have specified, this is just BBC's Match of the Day.
The BBC. Well, the ITV thing was called something else, because Match of the Day is their brand. So, yeah.
How many can I name? I'll start off with four.
Yes, the word relief presenter. It sounds slightly euphemistic. You're going to four?
I wouldn't have much faith before a certain point in time.
Me next, is it?
Yeah.
Arthur first, then David, then Shane.
But is this anyone who's just hosted?
Should this not be a Sunday game question? Come on, Mick.
I'll go five.
Does Match of the Day 2 count?
It doesn't.
Does it not?
Oh, right.
I don't know.
It does, surely. I'll go six.
I suspect most of the Match of the Day 2 hosts have at some point been a relief host for...
I wouldn't bank on it.
I'll go six.
All right, six. Any advance on six? Any advance on six? Going once. Going twice.
One sec. I'm trying to think through.
Six is in the room. I'm feeling a lot of energy in the crowd. Who's it gonna go? Arthur, looking at you, yes, Arthur. One. Six.
That's
two.
You're being
six is gone.
Now. That's fine. So go on, hit so. So if you wanna run it on.
We're not even in a rush. Why can't I think about it?
Because
we've through the other two. You said we went through the other two too quick.
There has to be a little bit of jeopardy.
Okay. Gary Lineker,
1999 to 2025. That's a good old stint, isn't it?
Alex Scott,
relief presenter, 2022 to present.
Jermaine Genius.
Ooh.
He wasn't a presenter, was he?
Yeah, he was, yeah. Likes an old text, Jermaine.
When did he present it, though?
It was 2023, 2024.
It was pretty much the two or something.
But was he not a guest?
No? I'm just telling you.
He did present, though, then.
Presenter 2023, 2024.
You were out with him once, weren't you?
Yeah, in London. Yeah.
Met yours.
Yeah, to mine, yeah. Played five side with
him.
It was the off-the-ball interview we did.
Oh, yeah.
Before all the controversy came out.
Yeah. It was going on.
Must have been, yeah. But we had a good night's crack, yeah.
Did you get his number?
Didn't.
No.
So,
probably for the best, Shane.
Probably for the best. So I've got three. Mark Chapman.
Chappers. Chapper.
Gabby Logan.
Hey.
Shirley.
2007 to present. You just need one more for the point.
What does that mean, 2007 to present?
She's been a presenter. But from 2007 till now.
This is mental. I don't know what the parameters of this are.
What do you mean?
I've never seen her on Match of the Day.
Gabby Logan.
Ah, yeah.
Gabby Logan, host in Match of the Day.
Yeah.
On this Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah, I think all the time. Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen that happen.
What?
No, is she? No, she
yeah,
does.
Yeah.
She's one of the main football presenters on the BBC for two decades.
Mm. She actually hosted.
Wait, now is this Match of the Day like the live thing for matches or just the show at 10:30 on a Saturday?
Mick's not here to defend.
10:30 on a Saturday and a Sunday Match of the Day.
I've seen her present obviously loads of matches, live games and stuff, but I've never seen her on the 10:30 show.
They do call that Match of the Day.
They do, yeah, but that's not what the parameters of the question were.
It says only 18 people hosted Match of the Day.
She's done the highlight show. Wasn't he the guy? Jimmy Hill. Yeah, there's the six.
Surely he's called.
Should have went seven.
Yeah. He should have, yeah.
Oh, well.
The first ever, any of these names?
There's Kelly Cates as well, obviously.
Kelly Cates. Yeah. Still
did Lynham do it on BBC before?
Des Lynham.
Yeah.
Yes, Des Lynham. 88 to 99, he did it there. So starting at the start, Kenneth Wollstonecombe.
Oh, yes.
Frank Bow.
I tells his hero.
Frank Bow. Bow. Bach. Ali Bach.
Wollstonecombe was the man who
said,
I think it's all over, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. David Coleman. Coleman Balls. Mm. Bob Wilson, former Arsenal goalkeeper, who replaced or was a contemporary of Jimmy Hill's. David Icke, he's watching us and the lizard people. I'm going to turn into a lizard now, David. Regular viewers will think, yeah, that's in keeping. Des Lynham, have we done that? Ray Stubbs,
Ray Stubbs, yeah,
forgot about him.
Dan Walker,
He also loves
God.
Did Adrian Childs?
No.
Jeez, good shout, but I would have thought.
Kelly Cates, Kelly Summers, Jason Muhammad, and Isla Barber.
Ellie Barber. Yeah.
Jason Muhammad's very good.
Yeah.
Spelt,
my opinion.
Spelt slightly different pronunciation. The score is Arthur 2, Shane 1, David 0 after a farrago of a round. Mm-hmm. Look it up. Round 2 this week, we're going back to basics. It's a straightforward Wikipedia round. There will only be 3 rounds though, in case Arthur ruins the quiz again. I will simply read out a football player's club history based on your Wikipedia page, and you have to tell me who it is. As always, passive finger first rules apply. To guess, you must first shout your crappy quiz nickname, Monaghan Machete, OPHD, or The Fountain. Whoever gets it first can guess. You can get one guess per club name. 2 guesses on the same club will result in disqualification and ejection. If we're ready, round 2, question 1. This player started their professional career with Dundee.
Monaghan Machete.
OPHD.
Ray Stubbs.
OPHD.
Gordon Strachan.
What?
That's
Jesus
Christ.
Did you have a feeling, or was that it?
I just had something that Gordon Strachan was at Dundee, and it was pretty. You could think about who's he likely to be talking about? Like
any Scottish player ever.
It's not going to be any Scottish player ever, though, is it?
It is.
It's not. It's not like he's going to just come. Oh yeah.
But any relatively well known. But there's a lot of relatively well known Scottish players.
I was
Gordon Strachan.
Gordon Strachan.
That is outrageous. That is outrageous. That is one of the all-time outrageous answers.
You know where they're coming from. You know where they play. Like,
it is outrageous. I think you know, it's like people take for granted when David Clifford does one of those amazing things. That is
enjoy it while it's here.
Whatever about 72 last week, which was fairly straightforward.
The David Clifford or the crappy quiz, I tell you.
That was a stupid answer, but an unbelievable answer.
This player started his professional career with Dundee. He then moved to Aberdeen. He would then sign for Manchester United and then on to Leeds United before finishing his career with Coventry City. Answer, Gordon Strachan. 1 point for Arthur. Ladies and gentlemen.
He did a great interview with Graham once.
We may go home.
That's ridiculous. Do you sit studying players' Wikipedia?
No, you listen to things, man. Just retain information.
Oh, I listen to things.
No, but he did like a great interview. We did a great career interview with Graham Hunter at some stage in the big interview.
And Dundee came up.
But that's where he started his career, like.
Obviously, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
See, that's what makes him so brilliant. He can't understand why we're so stupid. Yeah. How did you not know?
The one thing I would say is that he has written the quiz, and so he is conditioned to think in those terms. And that is a definite advantage when it comes to this. So, you know, you could also say that anybody who ever beats him, particularly 2 weeks in a row, is therefore also a legend. I'm just pointing that out.
Fair.
I think it's important that we give due deference to everybody who's ever been involved in this thing.
I'm going to say write more quizzes.
Exactly.
Round two. The next player started our professional career with Lille B.
The Fountain. Eden Hazard.
No. Before getting promoted to Lille, he would then sign for PSG.
Fountain. Eduardo Camavinga.
No. Mata Machete. N'Golo Kante.
No. He then had a loan spell at Roma. He would then sign for Barcelona.
Mata Machete. Eric Abidal.
His next move was to Everton.
PhD. Luca Dean.
Jesus.
I listened to him.
He now plays for Aston Villa. Luca Dean. Whoa.
That one you're just thinking, right, well,
that
who's
man's
Mick?
On
Mick,
fire.
Mick wrote this, right?
Yeah.
So that's...
Yeah, that was the clues in that.
Okay.
I should have got that at Lille B, though. That was a disappointment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that shows just there's a good degree of luck involved.
You're being lazy.
It's not like you have this on everyone.
The next player started his professional career with Toulon. Before moving to Racing Paris.
Is this... that's fine.
Football,
we're still talking football, aren't we?
Yeah. He would then sign for Brest. His next move was to PSG.
PSG. David Ginola.
This is outrageous.
No.
This is outrageous.
He did say OPSG instead of OPSG.
We're deducting him 5 points for that to make the quiz interesting.
PSG.
What's the score? It's like 10.
He did. He ruined it in that round. He got all three.
Sensational.
He would then sign for Newcastle, Spurs, Aston Villa, and finish his career with Everton.
He's playing like Aston Villa.
It's easy now.
Literally, when he started going, I was like, right, start thinking of French players who played for us.
Yeah, but I was thinking that one can't be Villa because he's already used Luca Dean. He's not going to do another Villa player.
Late last night when I got the quiz, I'm not lying. I mean, you listened, you were around for the fever dream of the introduction, right?
Yeah.
You heard all that. Yeah. You got to put yourself in the mind of like somebody who's written all this nonsense. What are they going to do? Villa. Dear ChatGPT, help me the fuck out. Thank you. Round three, pass the parcel of doom round. In this round, all you got to do is give me a name that's on a list of names. I have the parcel of doom, then pass it on to the next contestant who then also has to give me a name. We keep moving through the list until one of you gives me an incorrect answer, at which point the parcel explodes and you will be eliminated and shamed. Round three, question one, the order. Three Manchester United fans facing off this week in a quirk of the schedule. So that should suit you all. Name any Man United player who has scored over 30 Premier League goals for the club. Premier League goals. Name any Manchester United player who scored over 30 Premier League goals for the club. How many is on my list? 20. 20 Manchester United players are on my list. Do I have an order? No, I don't. it just says order blank. So I'm going to go David, Shane, Arthur in the order in which you're seated in front of me from left to right.
Wayne Rooney.
183 Premier League goals.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
103 Premier League goals.
Andy Cole.
Andrew Cole. The rebranding of Andrew Cole. Who was good? We don't get rebranded. Oh, Jonathan Sexton. 93.
That's
me, isn't it?
It is you, sorry, David.
Dwight York.
Yorkie only has the 48. He burned bright. Like a Roman candle giving off poisonous gas.
I'll go Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Ruud.
Oh, he didn't make the 100. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't get one of those shows, does he?
It's my go, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul Scholes.
Scholesy, 107.
Robin van Persie.
Robin van Persie. 48. Same as Dwight York.
Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, 68 as it stands, or when the quiz was written.
Sorry, no. Ryan Giggs.
He's second on the list with 109.
Teddy Sheringham.
Teddy S. Oh, 31.
There you go.
Get in there. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
OGS. 91 goals in the Premier League for Manchester United.
David Beckham.
David Beckham, 62 goals.
I go for a risky one here. Luis Saha.
Luis Saha, not on my list.
Ooh. Oh, you're choking me.
Let him down as well.
You out, sucker.
I know, you get a point in this quiz.
Okay. Many left. Well, there's a few left, isn't there?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 left.
8 left.
Of the obvious ones.
This is Premier League all time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
I'd say some of them are fairly obvious, and there's probably two who aren't. Maybe three. Two.
To me, isn't it? Yes. Eric Cantona.
Eric Cantona. You already said him today. You were wrong earlier. You're right now. 64 goals.
Marcus Rashford.
Marcus Rashford, 87 goals.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're regretting selling him cheap now that he's back. Playing no. 25 million for nothing. Didn't need to make a price. Yeah, you can have him for the season. We'll see what the story is then.
Carlos Tevez.
No.
Oh, he didn't make it. I had others.
Manchester United. So, the ones you missed, have you got any more?
I had the likes of, I'd say Martial might have snuck in just for longevity.
Not stuck. 63.
Okay. Jesus. I had him on my list.
Hughes.
Keane. 37.
No, he probably didn't.
Irwin. Roy Keane, 33.
Yeah.
Juan Mata.
Berbatov or Hernandez, no?
Berbatov, yes. 48. Hernandez, did we say Hernandez?
No.
Fernandez.
37.
Ah, I should have gone with those two.
Chicharito, the little pea.
Yeah.
Okay. Point for Arthur there, yeah?
Ridiculous, yeah.
What is the scores, actually?
You don't want to know.
6-1-0.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, players who have started in the centre for Ireland since Andy Farrell took over as head coach in 2020. There are only 9.
Points up here, lads.
So Shane first, Arthur second, David third. Lanner Eich.
I'll go. Oof. Robbie Henshaw.
Robert Henshaw.
Started in centre.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it my go now?
Yeah.
Bundiaki.
Bundiaki.
Not that right.
Bundiaki. Bundiaki.
Gary Ringrose.
Gary.
Stuart McCluskey.
Big Stu.
All right. Into guest territory. Feel like he was in one of those positions, but I don't know is his name. Is it Tom Farrell?
Tom Farrell, correct.
He was mentioned in the week.
Whip that out of there.
He had a bad game at some point, didn't he? He got like carded or something against November.
Well, no, he was just late to the party, and
maybe it's someone else I'm thinking of. How many are left? So
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right.
I don't know. If you're gonna
definitely have to go again.
In the Andy Farrell era.
It's you, isn't it?
Me next.
Yeah. I think you might have won this, Arthur.
Jamie Osborne.
Oh, correct.
Oh.
Got the vast majority of his caps somehow for fullback, even though he's not really a fullback. He might be now. So.
When did Andy Farrell start?
2020. Cove. Joran Cove.
Oh. I'm trying to think. There was a couple in that England game a couple of years ago. You've played centre as well. I'm not really a centre. Yeah. Obvious names left.
I wouldn't say obvious. Some forgotten for various reasons, and then
so we don't bring any players through. That's the problem.
Yeah. One out of injury, and then one from the summer tour that nobody's gonna really remember. Do you remember the 100 points that we scored against Portugal?
Oh, yeah.
That day?
Yeah.
Oh,
remember God. It well. Jesus, no. I know the first letter of this fella's name that I'm thinking of, and I cannot think of the rest.
Okay, you're gone.
I'm going to go Frawley. No.
No, Frawley has not started a game at centre for Ireland since Andy Farrell took over as coach in 2020. What names have you got left, Arthur?
I only have one name left. I've no idea where he plays. I think it's amongst the backs, but I don't know what position. But I remember him from last week. Will Addison?
No.
No. Is he a centre?
I got a point.
More a fullback.
Okay.
I would guess.
Farrell.
Oh. Who?
Farrell. Ultra man. Yeah.
James Hume.
Yeah.
And Hugh Gavin.
Yeah, I didn't leave anything out there.
No, no, right. I don't think any of us did.
My next guest was Jordan Larmour.
Yeah.
Okay, so Formula One world champions all time since 1950. He's joking
1950.
Right.
This is your round. Time to shine, Shane.
All right, Shane.
Oh, I don't know about that now.
I'm trying to get a second point.
It's been a while.
So who's first?
Me.
Arthur.
Lewis Hamilton.
Okay, there's only 35 of these. Lewis Hamilton, 08, 14, 15, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Sorry, what's the order here?
The same as it always is. In the order in which
you're... David next, yeah. And then you.
7-1-0 is the score.
Mm. I'm only on six. It's 6-1-1.
Oh, 6-1-1.
Yeah.
I'm used to giving you extra points there for...
No, that's the decency of me.
No, it is 7, actually. I'll hold my hand up. I'm going to do the classy gesture here.
Yeah, yeah. Classy. 7, so 7-1-1.
No, it's not
7-1-0.
Is it not?
David got a point there.
I got a point there.
You got a point there.
It's not 6-1-1.
Oh, then it's 6, sorry.
6-1-1.
If you got the point there, then it was 6-1-1.
I don't have 7.
So sorry.
I don't think so.
I had given him the last point.
Do I?
You got 1 point in the last round, did you?
Yeah, I got the last
match. David won the rugby.
Yeah, okay, that was it then. 6-1-1.
And I won the Man United one.
I felt the same. Yeah.
Okay. So 6-1-1.
Michael Schumacher.
What a driver,
by the way.
94, 95, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004.
Max Verstappen
is just the 4 in a row. He's over now, though, isn't he?
Indeed.
1, 2, 3, 4 in the 20s.
I'm pretty sure he was. Sebastian Vettel? Is that his first name?
Sebastian Vettel. Not only 1-1, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013. It's almost like if you get the best car for a period of time, you're automatically going to win, whether or not you're the best.
It's true.
Great sport, that is.
What's the year again?
1950.
Oh, right.
Don't worry about the date.
Fernando Alonso
is a world champion, but in what era? Going to find
2004 or something?
2002.
2002.
Sorry, 2005, 2006.
Okay.
Who's next? Sorry.
You.
Me. Kimi Raikkonen.
Kimi Raikkonen. Kimi Raikkonen.
Ayrton Senna.
Senna.
What a driver he was, by the way.
88, 90, 91.
Listen, fair play.
Jenson Button.
Jenson Button, did he win one?
I'm not sure he did win one.
No.
He came second.
Oh, he did.
Did he win one?
He did. 2009.
Oh, apologies, Jenson. All with... Braun wasn't.
Don't doubt me. I've got one point in this quiz.
Yeah. Well done.
Good supporter of the triathlon, Jenson Button.
Yeah. Once interviewed Jenson Button and Keanu Reeves together. Over Zoom, but it was.
Doesn't count.
Did
you get their autographs?
I didn't. Yeah, it's tough to get it over Zoom. Michael.
Come on. I'm sure you've written all of these at some point.
We'll go Nico Rosberg.
Yeah, 2016.
Won it and then retired.
Alain Prost.
Okay. Alain Prost. Four of them. 85, 86, 89, 93.
Damon Hill.
Damon Hill.
Mm-hmm. Did he win one?
96, yeah.
No, I'm writing these down anymore. I'm tired. No, it's Jorgo.
Me, is it?
Yeah, right. It's you, Paul.
Lando Norris.
Did Lando Norris win one? Yes, he did.
Current champion.
The most recent one.
I can't think of his name.
2025.
Back to me, yeah. Oh no, sorry, it's Arthur.
Oh. I don't actually know if he won one or not, but I know his name. Niki Lauda?
Niki Lauda.
Lauda, yeah.
They made a movie about him.
Yeah.
75, 77, 84.
What a driver. Hmm. Some driver.
What a driver, by the way.
Good film.
Never seen him.
Actually, reasonable. Would pass some time for you if you wanted.
James Hunt.
Not a great film. James Hunt, yeah.
You can have the movie.
Yeah, proper James Hunt, aren't you? 76, in between. Lauda versus Hunt.
Back to me.
Yeah. There's lots of famous names here that you...
Yeah, I know.
Like...
Go with, but just because I wanted his name, he's one of the greatest drivers of all time. Juan Manuel Fangio.
No, oh, Juan Manuel Fangio. 51, 54, 55, 55, 56, 57. Fangio!
I'm out of anything resembling a certainty. Rubens Barrichello?
No.
No?
No. He was sucking on the engine, the exhaust fumes of Michael Schumacher as a someone who will definitely not threaten him. Jeez, you're good to have around. Good vibes, man. Bez over there in the corner. He's going to drive too fast. Second or third every race. Fourth. Down the podium. Bring me the champagne, boy.
He's laughing now.
Well, I mean, yeah. Multi-millionaire. But I think to get into that sport, if you're Brazilian, you need to be very rich, right?
I do remember that from the Senna documentary, all right, as well.
No, this is just rich people at play. What a great sport. I got over my Paulo addiction and I got into Formula One.
Nigel Mansell.
Nigel Mansell, 1992.
It's a boring old sport, really.
It's not a sport.
Yeah. It's quite dull.
I'm really sorry.
I'm looking forward to our brand new podcast about the new Formula One season coming.
Well, physically, they lose a lot of weight in those hot.
No,
look,
it's not for me.
I'm not saying it's unimpressive or it's class, it's amazing. I just like, Jesus. It's not for me.
It's not for me.
Mika Häkkinen.
Mika Häkkinen.
I'm very stuck now. I have a feeling, but I don't know. Felipe Massa?
Felipe Massa, I don't think. I think we've got everybody going back.
He lost on the final day, but I'm not sure if that was his own.
Everybody going back to 97. So you out, sucker.
I had a couple others, you know, the iconic ones, but you never know.
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Well, Stirling Moss and Jackie Stewart.
Well, Jackie Stewart, definitely. I don't think Stirling Moss did.
Maybe he didn't.
No. So you'd have been gone with that. So Giuseppe Farina in 1950 won the first one. Alberto Ascari won 52 and 53. Mike Hawthorne in 58. Jack Brabham. In 59, 60, and 66. Phil Hill won in 61. And then Graham Hill, Damon's da, won. So I thought you might have got that when you got Damon. And Jim Clark, John Surtees, Denny Hume, Jackie Stewart, who you said, Hocken Rent. I don't know. Emerson Fittipaldi? No? Not ringing any bells?
Yeah, it was.
Mario Andretti? And the famous Andretti family?
Indie team, yeah.
Jody Scheckter, Alan Jones, Nelson Piquet?
Oh, yeah.
The Brazilian.
And Kiki Rosberg. That's the only one you didn't get.
Right.
And Jacques Villeneuve, did I say that?
No.
We did all right there.
Did David Coulthard ever win one? No.
He never won one.
No.
There you go.
All right. Whoa. That was boring. Arthur 6, Shane 2, David 1. Round 4, the once again fun magic numbers round. I'm going to give you 5 questions with numerical answers. You have to list them from highest to lowest. You are correct, Shane. It's a terrible round. You win a point for every correct placing you have on your final list. Not the correct numbers, just complete random guess.
What happened to just naming a number, adding up your numbers and naming a number?
I agree. So I want the number of goals David Clifford has scored for the Kerry Seniors in league and championship to date. This is being recorded on the
20th. Full time, like all time.
It's being recorded on the 20th of February 2026, so before he rattles a hat-trick against the Dubs and Croker. He's not playing the away game, sorry, so we're safe for another week. The number of goals David Clifford has scored for the Kerry Seniors in League and Championship. The number of goals Pelé scored in international football for Brazil. The number of tries Brian O'Driscoll scored for Ireland. The number of All-Ireland senior hurling titles won by Kilkenny. And the number of Scottish League titles won by Celtic. Order them correctly, you get a point. For every one of them, your 30 seconds expires and Frank Sinatra.
What's that last one, sorry?
Right, shiny beads.
Titles?
Scottish League titles won by Celtic.
From highest to lowest, is it?
Yeah.
Sure, I guess.
very interested to know where he's getting that information. Brief effort. Unless the thing, the forum thing, is still.
What was the third one again?
The third one was Brian O'Driscoll tries. So now, what was I wanted
that,
was
that was for Ireland, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh. David Clifford, Kerry senior goals in league and championship. Pele's goals for Brazil. Number of tries Draco scored for Ireland. All-Ireland senior hurling titles won by Kilkenny. Number of Scottish League titles won by Celtic. Give me your order, David.
Kilkenny, number one. Then Celtic, number two. Pele, three. Bod, four. David Clifford, five.
Don't tell him how many points he's got. Nowhere else it'll...
Yeah.
Well,
it's an opportunist there.
Well, it's written down anyway.
Yeah, so he's got one. What did you get?
I've basically done the same as David, except swapped around one and two. So I've gone Celtic one, Kilkenny two, Pele three, Bod four, Clifford five.
Zero.
Ah! Oh, that's not good. I went Celtic one, Kilkenny two, Bod three. Sorry, I beg your pardon. That's the order. No, I went Celtic one, Pele two, Kilkenny three, Bod four, David Clifford five.
Big fat zero.
Oh. Keeps it alive at least.
Well,
Arthur doesn't get anything.
Pele has 77 international goals.
Does he? Oh.
Right. How many titles does Celtic have?
It's like 50 something, isn't
55.
It?
55. Yeah. Brian O'Driscoll's tries for Ireland?
30.
46.
So that's the third one. That's where I had it. Oh, I didn't. I beg your pardon. Sorry, I'm confused myself again. Sorry.
Clifford has 42 goals.
Was he 42 goals?
42?
Yeah.
I guess 20.
Yeah.
Well, he's 27 now and he's been playing. He's been playing since 18.
Yeah, I suppose. Much.
Only 18, yeah.
Kilkenny is 36. So they were last. Yeah.
I thought they were more.
So Pele 77, Celtic 55 titles, Brian O'Driscoll 46 tries for Ireland, Clifford 42 goals, and Kilkenny 36 All Ireland titles. Top of the Roll of Honour?
Still, yeah. There. I think they're a bit away.
From Cork, second?
Possibly. Cork, but 30, they're a bit back.
31,
now.
Do they?
Kilkenny obviously had a good took a good chunk out of the thing, like, the last 20 years.
Yeah. He has 10. Yeah. Whoa, okay. The score is Arthur 6, Shane 2.
3, you must be on 3, are you? Because you got that. Oh, you didn't get a point. You got a point there, didn't you?
I got a point there.
Yeah, but you got the last one, the F1 one.
It's Shane 2, David 2.
No, I didn't get a point there. Sorry, David got a point there.
No, it's 0 there.
So it's 2-2.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Our winner tonight is going to be decided in the round that separates the wheat from the chaff. The Stuart McCluskeys from the Captain McCluskey, the Crooked Irish Cop from The Godfather.
Oh, yeah. He met an unfortunate end.
Robert Duvall, RIP, by the way.
Yeah. My Kraut McFriend.
It's the Never Unfair Egalitarian Rapid Fire Round. You each have a rapid fire round, 20 seconds, 1 point for each correct answer. We start with playing the lowest score, which if we had a toss, it would have been David or Shane. Shane, you get to pick.
I'll throw David in first, see what happens.
Wow, okay.
Why would you do that?
See what kind of questions are coming up.
Shane, all right.
What's the difference?
It'll always be easier.
Emma,
wouldn't
you ready?
Be,
yeah.
See, you've never been in the quiz.
No. David, are you ready?
Yeah.
Your 20 second starts now. Cricket's T20 World Cup is taking place in India. What other country?
Sri Lanka.
Who is the manager of Barcelona?
Hansi Flick.
In the Six Nations table, how many points do Wales currently have?
0.
Who did Dublin beat in the 2025 LGFA All-Ireland Final?
Meath.
Who is the Wexford hurling manager?
Pass.
Jamie Lennon plays for what League of Ireland club?
Pats.
Andrew Ward is associated with what sport?
Boxing.
The movie Rush centres on the rivalry between James Hunt and what other driver?
Nicky Lauda.
Seven.
What's the odds of that?
7. And I think I would have got another one there if I hadn't been...
It was a bit of an old stumble there.
I hadn't run out of questions.
Sets a bit of a target for...
A set number of questions.
There are 3, yeah.
There are 8 questions. Well, there shouldn't be. It's as many questions as you can answer in 20 seconds.
Write the quiz.
That's what I need to write the quiz.
Yeah. Who is the Wexford hurling manager? Do you know now?
Keith Rossiter.
No. Otherwise, you are absolutely perfect.
Bang on, yep.
Sri Lanka, Hansi Flick, 0. Meath, St. Pat's, boxing. And Nicky Lauda, which we just talked about. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, seen it.
All right.
Years ago.
Hell of a player.
Yeah, that's a great What's marker.
You're on 9 now, so do you get 3 to level it?
3 to level it, Arthur, yeah.
That's all I worry about.
Shane, are you ready?
I'm ready. Yeah, let's do it.
Milan are currently hosting the Winter Olympics in what other city?
Cortina.
Who is the manager of West Ham United?
Nuno.
Who will Ireland play in the last games of this year's Men's Six Nations?
Scotland.
What former rugby international was the 2025 LGFA Player of the Year?
2025 Aoife Wafer.
Hannah Searle. Who is the Mayo football manager?
Andy Moore.
Jake Mulroney plays what League of Ireland club?
I move. Pats.
No, it's Rovers. Moved. Larry Mize is associated with what sport?
Larry Mize, ice hockey.
Larry Mize is a golfer.
Yeah. Larry Mize.
I chipped in to win a playoff, I think. I mix them
up. Oh, good.
It wasn't seven anyway.
It wasn't. No need to count.
No.
That's between you and your God.
Four.
Cortina is correct. Nuno is correct. Ireland will play Scotland in their final game. Did you get that?
What am I getting asked on host? what else is going on?
Hannah Tyrrell was the former rugby international women's 25 LGFA player of the year. It was a tricky long one.
Right.
All right.
Three.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. Who did Bodo Glimt beat in the Champions League this week?
Inter Milan.
Who is the head coach of AC Milan?
Allegri.
Who will start a loose head prop for Ireland against England tomorrow?
Tom O'Toole.
No, Jeremy Lukman. Who did Galway beat in the 2025 Senior Camogie All-Ireland Final?
Pass.
Cork. Who was the Offaly hurling manager?
No, pass.
Johnny Kelly. Daryl Horgan plays for what League of Ireland club?
I don't know, I'm not sure. But why did you take a thing to break when you said, no, that's wrong, Lukman? You didn't do it for any of the other ones.
I got stumbled.
I did what I did.
I can't understand.
So one,
that.
Two, three. So you needed what?
Three.
To what?
To tie.
To 11.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to give you the dock.
The dock was the last one.
But that was after the time.
I have to take your answer, though. You didn't get anything else. See,
you said the dock and then pass. You were lucky you said the dock before you said pass.
I'm not lucky that it was. No,
I think the time was up, though.
I didn't need anything. Anyway.
Is it a tie or
if
what?
If you had said pass Dundalk there, we'd have been in trouble.
I don't care.
Huh?
We'll go.
Is it over?
It's tiebreak.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Look at David there. It's like a little premature, which you're like, give me the music.
Yeah. No, I wasn't thinking of that. I was
at the dressing room celebrating already.
No, never. Never.
Arthur 9, David 9, Shane 6. If it's a tiebreak, it's Arthur versus David. Arthur. How many Irish caps? Tiebreaker. Doesn't really matter.
What do you reckon, rugby or football?
Doesn't really matter.
I hope
it's going to be a rugby.
I'd like
to have
some idea.
Okay, so you each write down a number and the closest wins. That's how this works.
You have to write it down.
You can write. It's fair enough.
What's the point?
Well, because you can't change your answer when you see his.
Fair point.
How many caps does Jeff Hendrick, aka Hendricks? How many caps does Jeff Hendricks?
Nasty.
As he was known by.
I have no idea.
Many people. Okay, show me. Hold it up.
You're not going to.
What have you got? 68.
I went 47.
Oh, it's 79.
Hey.
Winner. 79 caps.
What a comeback that was, by the way.
That's a lot of caps.
Oh,
you played a lot of games.
You said 50 odd, yeah.
Swoon, yeah. Arthur. Swoon. Arsenal style, Mayo style.
Yeah. I don't.
Cataclysm.
I don't mind losing that way.
Your weekend's going to be ruined.
He's a good player.
He's a good player.
North Monaghan could do it. Glad South Monaghan could do it.
Yeah, well, I'm glad they could bring one home at least after the ribbon. Yeah. Mick is going to
Christmas.
Anyway.
Fair play.
See you next week. Hopefully, slightly better intro. 5 out of 10 for that. But it was a good quiz. Yeah. Good solid 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
See you next week, folks.
The Crappy Quiz on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Centra. Kick off with a cold one. Over 18s only. Drink responsibly. Get the facts. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Football on Off the Ball.
The sense is, and this is such an odd thing to say of a team who are 5 points clear at the top of the league, but the sense is that their heads have gone.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.